The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Holy One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. God, our Savior, help all who are in need. Give strength to the weak, comfort the sorrowful, deliver your people. Assist all those who lead through this church, that all may seek you, that all who seek you may experience your unfailing grace. Amen.
Amen.
Today's sermon will be a meditation on the last lyrics of Mary's song, the Magnificat, which she composed after she and her child were blessed by Elizabeth. God has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. I have a bit of a confession to make. I don't know about you, but I am a mama's boy, just like Jesus most likely was. And whatever comes to mind when you think about mama's boy, that's absolutely true about me. Truth be told, I kind of like this identity, spoken like a true mama's boy here. But not perhaps what many of you all might have in mind. Did my mother make sure that whenever I was hungry, I had something delicious to eat? I'll let your eyes and ears be the judge of that. Did my mother try to soften my father's discipline with her little besitos and, "You'll be well, mijito, don't worry about him. You're my pollito, my osito, my little bear, my chicken." I would say ask my father and my mother, but I know you won't get an unbiased answer from them. I'm a mama's boy for the simple reason that I learned to carry myself in this world with God from my mother. Eat, pray, love. My mother taught me as best as she could about what it means for me to live as a Mexican-American in this country. A memory comes to mind that guides me to this day. One Saturday morning, I was in high school. It wasn't marching band season, so I could sleep. I woke up early to see what my mama had made for breakfast. To this mama boy's astonishment, breakfast was not ready. And yet, there was my mama in silent contemplation, rosary in one hand, a Bible on the open table, meditating on mercy. Here she was with God. And for a moment, I saw her as God sees us through these eyes of mercy, as children of an everlasting promise. Jesus was the foremost child of an everlasting promise. He was the mama's boy to a mother that we as Christians have historically seen as meek and mild, blessed and highly favored, a model for women to emulate within a patriarchal worldview. She's seen as a passive figure, a kind of let it be done unto me according to thy word kind of woman. But have you read the Magnificat? Have you read our gospel passage today? Listen to how she drops these lyrics. God has shown strength with his arm. God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. She's more of a regular Dolly Parton or Sinead O'Connor, or in us Houstonians, she's a queen bee. Her lyrics are a remix of God's mercy for all of us. And you might wonder, why is the Magnificat a remix? Here's why. The mother of the prophet Samuel, Hannah, also miraculously conceived a son, and also composed a song about God's mercy for all of us. I want you to listen to a lyric of this track. God raises up the poor from the dust. God lifts up the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and inherit a seat of honor. God's mercy isn't this otherworldly thing, as if only spiritual things mattered apart from whatever we need of mind, body, heart, and soul. God's mercy promises to bring down whatsoever in life that attempts to place profit and power over God and people. God's mercy also promises to lift up us whenever we have been brought low. Our self-worth could be nil. We could be literally dodging poverty, living paycheck to paycheck. Student loans or other debt might suffocate us. Our dignity could be threatened by rules, implicit or explicit. Now, it might be difficult for us to meditate on this mercy, as there are a many number of things that can distract us from what mercy is needed now. So what if we attempted to meditate on mercy before we attempted to live into it? How would your view of yourself change if you started your day off by meditating on all the mercy God has promised to you, to me, to others? Would you begin to ask, how is power and profit bringing down the neediest in my community? How are the neediest being uplifted today? And how can I be a part of that? Meditating on mercy means taking the time to reflect on what kind of grace is needed for your life this day, or this week, or this month, or maybe what you need just right now. And then after entrusting this need to God, then we act. We would begin to see our lives as that great hymn says, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
See, when my mother prayed her rosary that Saturday morning, she meditated on mercy. The family was in financial difficulties with the sudden loss of work for my father. So she drew near to God, reflecting on the life of Mary, on the words of the Magnificat, because she knew that our family needed that kind of mercy that reverses and restores our well-being. After she prayed, she took a risk. decided to help her sister, Maitia, with her home baking business. She did exactly what she always tells me to do. Encomiéndate, Sergio. Entrust yourselves to God, Sergio. The promises that God made are promises God keeps. And if God promised Abraham would have descendants forever, and then Jesus suddenly shows up, who are we then to God? Are we children to a mama God, whose mama boy, Jesus, stands as a guarantee that we will receive mercy, the precise mercy that we need for living? That's why I'm always going to be a mama's boy, to my mama here and to mama God whenever she shows up. And today we celebrate Mary, the mother of God, not only because she carried to term Jesus Christ, the Son of God, but because she shows us the depth of Mama God's love for us in the face of her infant child. To see the face of this Mama's boy is to see him here in the bread we eat and in the wine we drink. Here is the mercy that not only our souls need, but it's what your neighbor yearns. Because we become, together with our time, talent, and treasures, what our neighbor so desperately wants, for us to be children of mercy. Let's meditate then on mercy, dwelling on Mary's song and wondering, what mercies do the people in my community need? Because we know Mama God has helped her mijos and mijas in remembrance of her mercy, according to the promise she made to our ancestors, to Abraham, to his descendants forever, and to the people you will meet this day, this week, month, year, and decades to come. Amen.
Amen.